The World Bank estimates that the world's highest unemployment rate is in the Palestinian territory of Gaza. The unemployment rate there is certainly among the highest in the world because three wars in 8 years between Israel and Gaza's ruling Hamas movement have left the economy in ruins. Many men are out of work, although many women are filling the gap. That's what reporter Nick Schifrin discovered on a recent trip to Gaza City.
In downtown Gaza, the fries are frying and the coleslaw is being chopped. Employees in red shirts and white hats serve greasy food to families. In the corner, there are toys for kids, and the walls are decorated with SpongeBob SquarePants. This is Big Bite, and it's a rare sight, one of Gaza's first and most successful fast food joints. The owner is just as rare, one of Gaza's first and most successful businesswomen.
Mona
Galini is 46 years old. She grew up in a nearby refugee camp and describes her family as lower middle class.
Where does your ambition come from?
Galini spoke to me through an interpreter.
All right. Well, it all started with my father.
She describes her father as her inspiration and biggest cheerleader. He sent her to college in Jordan alone.
That
was quite rare. Nobody would have sent his daughter to study somewhere else, but my father did. I was brought up learning these values of being brave and not being afraid of anything and be honest.
She got her start as a hotel receptionist, one of the few jobs that Gazan women can get without offending cultural sensitivities. Only a fifth of Gazan women participate in the formal workforce, and unemployment among Gazan women is nearly double that of Gazan men, according to official stats. Galini beat those odds and moved up rapidly. 5 years after landing her first job, she bought her first hotel. Today, she owns or manages two of Gaza's best-known hotels, as well as Big Bite, a restaurant and a mall. She employs 300 people.
It's all about ambition. If you have a good ambition, you will make it at some point.
53-year-old Abla El Najili has that ambition. She runs a tailor shop, thanks to a loan from an aid organization.
Since we started this business, things are different now, life is better, and it is difficult, the work is difficult, but at least you live with dignity.
She is trying to pass that dignity on to the next generation. Sitting next to her are two employees, her daughters.
Is she a good boss, your mom?
Then.
Like many 25-year-old Gazans, daughter Ragda graduated college but couldn't find a job. And she never had the father that Galini did. He died of cancer when she was a baby. So the role of inspirer and cheerleader has been assumed by her mother. Ragda says her mother taught her how to sew and offered her a job in a tailor shop.
It is good for you to have a job and to produce things and to feel that you are that productive, and this is success to me. Yes, it is important.
El Najili says employing her daughters is about more than keeping the income in the family. It's about infusing the next generation with independence.
It's good for their life, for the experience of their life. They are young, so they will learn much out of this.
The two entrepreneurs, Galini and El Najili, don't know each other. But when I mentioned the tailor, Galini encouraged her to keep investing in her business and in her daughters. And then she smiled. As she looked out over her most successful hotel, she said her father, the one who got her started, well, he was a tailor, too. Nick Schifrin, NPR News, Gaza City.